Finally, a recent study reveals that people in the United States enjoy one of the highest life expectancy rates in the world. However, in this week's editorial in America magazine, the Jesuit Catholic Weekly, the deputy editor, Father Joseph O'Hare, points out that the good news does not equally apply to all citizens.
Eight Americas, a comprehensive new report issued jointly by the Harvard University School of Public Health and the Initiative for Global Health, analyzes data collected from 1982 to 2001. As the title of the report makes clear, the researchers present their findings using the image of eight Americas, all of these Americas grouped by race and county, not by population size. The report states that 10 million Americans with the best health have achieved one of the highest levels of life expectancy on record. At the same time, tens of millions of Americans are experiencing levels of health that are more typical of people in developing countries. It is shocking that between the highest life expectancy level and the lowest yawns a gap of more than 35 years. While the relation between longevity and demographic factors, such as race, gender, age, income, and education, has long been understood, this report goes further. It adds in the cumulative homicide rate and the risk of disease and injury, and it establishes mortality patterns in counties across the nation, mapping who lives, how long, and where. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.